Blog Talk Radio.
My life seemed normal until my mom got sick with cancer. I grew up in a somewhat idyllic Christian home. We all went to church together on a regular basis. There was normalcy and stability in my family. Both of my parents worked outside of the home at the time. My dad was a pastor of a small Cumberland Presbyterian church in Middle Tennessee. My mom was a teacher at one of the local elementary schools. My younger sister was in college and still living at home. I had already moved out of my parents' house by then. I was newly married and living with my husband in the state of Virginia. I remember receiving the phone call from my parents one night. They shared with me that my mom had been diagnosed with cancer. They had already scheduled a surgery for her. I never really had any actual issues or problems in my young life before then, nothing of such magnitude anyway. While she was sick, nothing was truly normal. She wasn't her usual self at all. She was normally so active, outgoing, friendly, and funny. She was a character who had a lot of personality. The illness not only affected her physical health, but also affected her true nature and personality. I discovered how important my mom was to our whole family, but most importantly, to our immediate family during that time. She was like the glue that held our family together. Afterwards, I realized how much I had depended on her in my life, how much our entire family had depended on her specifically. I discovered hope and help in Jesus when my mom passed away. I initially thought that my life was over. My whole family probably thought and felt the same way at the time. It wasn't totally over, though. I began a new and different chapter in my life. We all had new and different chapters in our lives. Of course, there was a grieving process for all of us. We all dealt with the grief and pain in our own individual ways. At times, it felt like my mother's death had ripped our family apart. However, once we were past the majority of the heartache of the loss, we all came back together in a different way as a family. We were still without my mother, but we were also still a family. We all healed over time. We learned to move on without her. I'm glad I have a personal relationship with Jesus today because I know that He is faithful. He is good, loving, and trustworthy. Though we don't always understand our experiences at the time, I now know that He is the one I can always go to in times of crisis or hardship. He is my solid rock. He is my cornerstone. He is my healer, my counselor, and my friend. When I put my hope, faith, and trust in Him, He takes care of everything and everything else. He takes care of me and everything else. He is always with me. He never leaves me nor forsakes me.